Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
erschienen.
Yo trabajo sin reposo,
bamba,
para poderme casar, que yo trabajo sin reposo para poderme casar, y si lo puedo lograr, seré un guajiro dichoso. A caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte. Soy guajiro y carretero, en el campo vivo bien. Yo soy guajiro y carretero, y en el campo vivo bien. Porque el campo es el Edén más lindo del mundo entero. A caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte. Chapea el monte, cultiva el llano, recoge el fruto de tu sudor. Chapea el monte, cultiva el llano, recoge el fruto de tu sudor.
Hey, Baba, I am the fool. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you. in her place. You clearly got issues, you don't trust each other, and I'm not surprised. She's casually giving me the eye with shouting in my ear, you're gonna die. And I'm walking away, it's what the bigger man does. There's no escaping the bunny boiler, she's out for you, and you can't control her, no. She can't get used to the fact that I'm not interested, just trying to be polite. Don't you tell this random fella that I felt so rope. This makes her bouncing over with the shirts undone. Trying to calm the situation down, but there's no coming back from that initial punch. And I'm walking away with a big black eye. There's no escaping the bunny boiler. She's out for you and you can't control her, no. Seem to be here, and that worries me even more. You've got to keep an eye on her. If you don't, your night will go from bad to worse. What's your name? We're gonna buy you a drink. Wait, stop. She's coming round the corner for you. Bunny boiler.
Bunny boiler.
Bunny boiler. She's coming for you.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Got nothing to lose, nothing to hide, nothing to prove.
one a day. As many in the year, little Musgrave to the church did go to see fair ladies there. The first to come down was dressed in red, and the second dressed in poor. The third to come down was Lady Barnard, the fairest of them all. And she stripped up to little Musgrave as bright as the summer sun. And then bethought this little Musgrave, this lady's love I've won. Good day to you, you handsome youth. God make you safe and free. What would you give this day, Musgrave, to spend the night with me? Oh, I dare not for my lands, lady, I dare not for my life. For the ring on your white finger says you are Lord Barnard's wife. What if I am Lord Barnard's wife? Lord Barnard's not at home, and you shall sleep into his bed and keep his lady warm. You nothing have to fear, Musgrave, you nothing have to fear. I'll set the page outside my door to watch till morning clear. And it's woe be to the little foot page, and an ill death may he die. For he's away to the greenwood side as fast as he could fly. And when he come to the broke down bridge, he bent to his breast and he swum. And when he come to the other side, he took to his heels and he run. And he run till he come to the greenwood side. It was dark as dark could be. There he found Lord Barnard's men sleeping beneath the trees. Arise, arise, master, he says, arise and come with me. Your wife's in bed with little Musgrave. Arise right speedily. If this be the truth you tell to me, gold shall be your fee. But if this be false you tell to me, hanged you shall be. Go and saddle me the black, he says, go and saddle me the grey. But sound you not the horn, said he, lest our coming it should betray. But there was one in Lord Barnard's train, he loved the little Musgrave, and he blew his horn so loud and shrill, away Musgrave. I think I hear the jay, I think I hear Lord Barnard's horn. Away, Musgrave, away. Lie down, you little Musgrave. Keep my back from the cold. It's only Lord Barnard's shepherd's horn calling his sheep from the fold. Is not your hawk upon its perch? Your steed eats oats and hay, and you a gay lady in your arms, and yet you would away. So he turned him right and round about. He fell fast asleep. When he awoke, Lord Barnard's men were standing at his feet. And it's how do you like my bed, he says, and how do you like my sheets, and how do you like my lady gay that lies in your arms and sleeps. It's very well I like your bed, better I like your sheets, and better I like your lady gay that lies in my arms and sleeps. Get up, Musgrave, he cries, get up as quick as you can. In England it shall never be said I slew a naked man. And slowly, slowly he got up, slowly he put on, and slowly down the stairs he come, thinking to be slain. The very first blow little Musgrave struck, it hurt Lord Barnard's sore. The very first blow Barnard struck, Musgrave struck no more. How do you like his cheeks, lady? How do you like his chin? How do you like his fair body? Now there's no life within. It's very well I like his cheeks, it's better I like his chin, and better I like his fair body than all your kith and kin. And he's taken up his long, long sword to strike a mortal blow, and through the lady's heart the bloody steel did go. Thank you. many in the year. Little Musgrave to the church did go to see fair ladies there.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Yeah. come out of his grave, the drummer, when midnight's chime of toll rises and wanders nightly, the drum within his hold. With arm bones white and fleshless, he moves the drumsticks to plays many a wild reveille and many a weird tattoo. And through the dark cloud calling, the drum taps beat and shake, and the dead forgotten soldiers from out of their graves away. Those buried in the Northland, under the ice and snow, and those whose bones are sweltering, Italia's earth below, and those in the Nile's green colour, and the Arabian sands, or from their graves are rising, with weapons in their hands. Then shot-pierced squadrons, all weapons diversely, skulls grin beneath the shadows, each dinted helm of force, arms white and fleshless, brandish long and rusty swords. At last is great forsaken, when chimes of midnight sound, comes the general riding with his phantom staff around. Small and crops the hat he wears, and his coat is grey and white, and he bears a short sword hanging in the sheath at his left side. The moon with yellow glances over the white plain shines. The general watches mutely the troops they form in line. The ranks present and shoulder their arms right soldierly, and with regimental music the army marches by. And the generals gather around him near. A word the general whispers into the Caesar's ear.
The word goes round the circle, resounding over the plain. La France, the ringing password, the answer Saint Helene.
Caesar holds his wit with you, men say.